Step 6. Prepare a submission. From the Logo Practitioner's Handbook. Step 6 involves compiling the material that has been recorded in Step 5 into a concise summary that we can offer to our Logo Praxis Life Group when it meets. This summary is known in Logo Praxis as a submission. Typically, a submission includes the following: the number of the paragraph and the chosen piece of text that we worked with, the spiritual principle we drew from our chosen piece of text, the task that was formulated from the principle to give us a work focus, and a concise summary of what our work revealed for us over the period. Because Logo Praxis is focused on the practice of truths, we try to avoid commenting on things in our submission that don't fall within the range of our direct experience of the text working in our life. It is also good practice to keep any personal details related to specific events or people to a minimum. The idea is not to burden members of our group with unnecessary details, that is, to just offer the essential aspects of our work with the text. Usually, a general description of the external details that framed our experience is all that is needed for context. Our submission is the effect of the word's work in us. It is not ours. We have benefited, no doubt, but the higher use the submission is to benefit others as well. The aim in the offering of our submission is to give others in our Logo Praxis Life Group something that they might be able to use in their own work or to better understand their process. The removal of personal details assists group members to connect more easily to what's shared and to see its application in their own life. It also encourages us to impartially observe what is unfolded for us, giving us a sense of distance from it so that we are less prone to falling into the judgment, incrimination, and ownership that can so easily take hold of the mind when engaged in reflective work of this kind. What's important, from a Logo Praxis perspective, is to relate how our tasks influence our mental state. What did we actually experience? What did we learn about ourselves, about the Lord, about the inner activity of our mind? Were there any insights related to the contents of the reading? As we share these experiences of the Word working in our lives with the members of our group, it creates a rich learning environment through which the Lord can teach us. What has been worked into each member through their willingness to engage with the text is what sustains the Logo Praxis community. It is the bread which, when broken through being shared with others, opens our hearts so that we might see the Lord in our midst. One of the real delights of Logo Praxis group life is to see how people's work with the Word becomes woven together as a tapestry of collective life when it is shared. It is a regular occurrence that bears witness to how the shared experience of the Word creates a spiritual community in which the Word leads, guides, and directs all things towards a fuller experience of the Lord as the living bread come down from heaven.